Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Working on the air virtually everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. We're creating clarity here on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You can learn here, gather information here. You can even think here. Wow, what a concept. Turning my thinking on to Jennifer. She influences my thinking. We all are influenced, I think, by the people we know and trust. I'm certainly influenced by what Jennifer tells me and Victoria tells me. And then I make my own decision. Sometimes I pay more attention than other times to what they have to say. So let's see. The challenge now, Jennifer, is to get us all to hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, right? Yeah. Your setups are like...
Would you like... Okay.
They're memorable.
So here's the thing. Yes, I think one of the ways that people will feel like we're going back to normal is when sports return, either with fans or without fans, and probably most likely without fans at least for a while, depending on the cities, the big cities that yeah. have teams.
There's no reason not to have the sports stuff. None.
Well, there's an argument that there is. So this weekend was pretty notable because UFC was the first big sport, I guess, major sport, to go back to business. And so they had matches on Saturday. They say that testing is a part of this. They were performing in front of no crowd, so empty arenas. But certainly maybe the biggest question is when baseball's coming back and if there's going to be a football season. Baseball has been saying all along pretty consistently that they would like to start on the 4th of July weekend. They think that would give plenty of time to start testing teams. Mm-hmm. They probably wouldn't fill stadiums, and it would probably be some sort of adjusted schedule or adjusted division within pro baseball. So maybe instead of having four different divisions, they'd move it down to three. But in any case, people are getting excited about that. Well, what really sent Twitter a flutter this weekend is that the NFL released their schedule, and it looks like an NFL schedule. It didn't look different to people, and I think that was a pretty big thing. They also were talking a lot about what the Tom Brady effect will have on Tampa Bay. Last year, Tampa Bay got one primetime football
yeah.
game.
Man, that's not the case now.
This year, they have five. So, it's a pretty big deal for Tampa Bay because of the movement of Tom Brady, certainly. But the NFL schedule is out, and they seem to think that the schedule is going to, or that the teams will start practicing on schedule, that they will play on schedule, and that it will be a normal NFL season. Now, again, will the fans be there? Probably not, but we can try to figure that out as we get there.
Well, it's television.
Football.
Yeah, it's television.
Well, and then there's also sports betting. So that's my husband said
that's a big deal.
I said, I guess people are going to be happy to have something to bet on. He goes, you have no idea how much money is being spent on South Korean baseball betting right now.
Oh, yeah.
People are so desperate to bet on anything. So
and now people are going to be happy to be quarantined. If there's football, they can just stay online making bets all day.
Right.
Speaking of the South Koreans, this gives us a glimpse of what's to come. Because, this is not a prediction, this is something that in my heart and in my head, I think is going to happen. Even though we're weighing the balance now between money, if that's what it is, business, survival, and the disease. But don't think, just because we're opening things up now, that things are going to return to normal, because they aren't. There's going to be at least one more surge. And I question a lot of the science that's been used in this stuff. But people that I know and I respect are saying the summer will see an increase in some of the cases, depending on where you are. But because the weather is warmer, won't have the same impact as the final swing that this thing takes at us in the fall. And so you just know that going into it. So we were talking about South Korea. This may be a sign of things to come, because they have opened up lots of night spots, and now they're closing them again because
it seems like that was a dumb thing to do, opening up all the nightclubs, because this new surge is linked to one 29-year-old guy who went to a ton of nightclubs in South Korea, and that's now they've linked it. You know, contact tracing is a really big thing, and they've traced all of this back to him. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah. They have 51 million people that live in South Korea. Overall, they've only had 11,000 infections, and they've had 256 people die. But the spike has now caused the government to sort of look over the measures. When they were big, I think, early on, weren't they on social distancing and the temperature?
Oh, they locked it down right away.
And,
yep.
Yeah, right.
Well, they knew what to do. They had gone through SARS, and so they did it, and it was kind of, they tested everybody more than any other country.
Well, we've all been through SARS. How come we didn't get it over here?
Well, but they were hit really hard by SARS, and so they learned from those lessons, and then, you know, they reopened too quickly, and having people in nightclubs is just, you know, you can get businesses going, but I don't know. Nightclubs seem like that was not a smart move.
So, under the circumstances, let's talk about this the mutation. Again, that's another part of this, because you're going to see things, people are going to be affected by this in different ways. And the new list of those who have been affected include a lot of youngsters, people who are younger. So this is that mutation.
Young kids have this Kawasaki's.
Yeah, what is that about?
It's very similar to Kawasaki disease, but it's there are kids dying now in New York City and Long Island, and it's scary. So now parents have a whole new set of things to worry about with their kids being at home, and homeschooling is hard enough, but now they have to watch out for all of these symptoms coming on. And they say it's a new mutation of COVID, which Doug and I were talking about this off the air. I actually think that we're probably on at least the third mutation of this virus already. We know it's a different strain that landed in Washington State and California than it was in New York. So we know that those are two different strains right there. And now this third one affecting these younger kids. And then maybe even there's a fourth one, because we're seeing more and more seemingly healthy younger people. Over the weekend, my husband's best friend lost a very good friend of his. He was 34 and healthy, and he got it, and 5 days later he was gone. So it does seem to be mutating, but historically, the AIDS virus mutated numerous times before they were able to really get a handle on that cocktail of drugs, which is now what everyone is living on. But
And I think that's why people are also living and dying on the idea that there's going to be a vaccine, that they're saying we're not going to go outside, we're not going to reopen.
I think that's a dangerous thing.
And a lot of cities are. I mean, a lot of states. For instance, my state of California, Gavin Newsom, the governor, said, "Hey, we're not letting you go out until we're not going back to normal until there's a vaccine." That's not realistic, because it's going to take
people
a while.
I mean,
as much as I think they might have a vaccine in some respects, the disease is going to change. It's like a flu shot. Flu virus changes every
half the time,
and they try to get
close. The flu shots are no good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think the treatment, in New York, they started treating people with the remdesivir, and that's actually going really well. So I think a treatment that's similar to a Tamiflu, which is kind of what remdesivir is, that's the best option. If you know you're going to get this disease, and there's something that can shorten the duration and make it less severe and less deadly, then I think that's our best. That's where I'm pinning my hopes on. I'm not waiting for a vaccine for life to come back to normal. I just don't think it's going to happen.
One of the things that is, I'm appalled at the scenario that has been painted by all the people who work so hard to discount the malaria drug and the Z-Pak. It really is, it's pretty, pretty obvious what was going on. Was it right for everybody? No. Did it help a lot of people? It sure did. And still does. So this effort to kill interest in it, excuse me, whether it's political or whether it's because the drug companies
want to
make all the money.
It's an option for people.
It is, and it's a good option.
They're using it in New York, and they're using it in some of the hardest hit places in New York. I think there's officially that study is supposed to come out soon now, because they've had thousands of people as a test study. So we'll see some real results on that. The early results of remdesivir, like I said, are really working too. So, hey, if we've got two different options, why not? That's great.
Well, there was this whole business about There was a headline that I saw Saturday morning when I was going through my, that's what I wake up doing, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, same as I do during the week, see what's going on. So I sent Ken a copy, Ken Kronhaus, our resident traditional doctor here on the program. He's been a big supporter of the cocktail of malaria drug with the Z-Pak. So I sent him something that's, the headline read, Malaria Drug Fails Again. And so this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and he listed all the reasons. He listed what he read in the report. He actually read the report. And that's where this all started, because he read the report that came from France. He said, patients treated with this were sicker than those who were not treated. 59% received erythromycin, whatever that is. What's that? That's
azithromycin. That's the Z-Pak.
Right. 22% of patients who did not get the malaria drug actually got the Z-Pak. The malaria drug was only given for 5 days, not 10, they were recommended in the Marseille study. It appears from the data that treated patients with the malaria drug did better than untreated patients during the first 5 days. So that's what the data says. But the headline, malaria drug fails again. So that's all people remember. They don't dig into it. They don't read into it like a scientist or a doctor. So there are plenty of good examples here. And I guess I don't really have nothing to gain in this one way or another. I know that if I had the problem, I'd be on Z-Pak and the malaria drug like yesterday. But that's, you know, it's really, really interesting how people twist and turn facts and information around. Very interesting. 17 after the hour here.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oak trees, I thought of home. Grabbed my phone from my pocket. I call mama.
I call mama.
That's what Maya's calls his mother, my daughter Megan. Mama! It's kind of cute. This is a good song for Mother's Day. Tim McGraw, returning to music with the song I Call Mama, was released just before Mother's Day this past weekend. The track is McGraw's first new music since returning to Big Machine Records, with whom he previously released the albums Two Lanes of Freedom, Sundown, Heaven Town, and Damn Country Music. This song, I Call Mama, it's more than just a Mother's Day song. It's about not putting things off till it's too late. How many of us are guilty of that? I Call Mama is McGraw's first release of the year. It follows a series of one-off releases last year, including Way Down and a cover of The Cars' Drive. I remember we played a little of that. I thought it was pretty good. Didn't we play? I think we played that. Good job. His most recent studio full-length album was in 2017, Duets Project, The Rest of Our Life, with his wife, Faith Hill. Isn't he the one that the lady jumped up on the stage to grab and Faith Hill?
Yes, that was a long time ago, yes.
Yeah, was it? Okay. Yeah,
cracked or something.
This is such a bad song. Tim McGraw, his version of Cars. Oh, Cars, good. Right, from The Cars. Yeah, that's a good, there's a lot of thought in this song. McGraw currently set to launch his Here on Earth tour, featuring guests Midland and Ingris Andress. That'll start on the 10th of July. That's what they're hoping for, anyway. In September, he's got a pair of stadium shows in L.A. and Philadelphia, which he's going to co-headline with Luke Combs. Those will be sellouts, right?
I think. Oh, for sure, if they're not already.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so there's the latest from Tim McGraw. At 25 and change half the hour on the DJV program. Now, the ever-prolific Willie Nelson is in our ears.
And I turned out to be the only hill my mama ever raised. Well, I rode to Atlanta, stole tags and almost out of gas.
Celebrating Mother's Day with I'm the Only Hill My Mama Ever Raised. From an upcoming album called First Rose of Spring. It's coming out in July. He dropped the track with the lyric video, flowers blooming alongside every line. I'm the only owl my mama ever raised. It was actually a 1977 hit for the late Johnny Paycheck off his album Slide Off Your Satin Sheets. Let's crack this up, let's still got it, man.
My mama sang Rock of Ages clip for me.
Yeah.
I love this. I've never heard the original, but I love it.
Yeah. It's now the ninth track on First Rose of Spring. Follows the previously released title track, Our Song, a ballad originally written by Chris Stapleton. First Rose of Spring is Nelson's 70th studio album. How about them apples?
He's such a slacker.
70 studio albums. After last year's Ride Me Back Home, he's 87 years old now. Hosted an at-home with Farm Aid streaming concert with performances with his pals Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. But no matter how you slice it, this guy's still got it, no matter what. Willie Nelson, and I'm the only hell my mama ever raised.
Precious memories, take me back to the good old days.
Anybody's not feeling well today, psychologically, this will bring you up a point or two or three or four or maybe ten. Willie Nelson here on the DJV program with all of us, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug, at 28 past the hour.
The only hell my mama ever raised.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Andy Solomon. One in four stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. Keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's secondary prevention campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/oneisenough.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump's lawyers will urge the Supreme Court tomorrow to let him block access to his tax returns and other financial documents sought by three congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. In one of the most closely watched disputes of the court's term, the cases will test the justices' independence and could yield major rulings on the power of Congress to demand documents from a sitting president or the authority of a president to refuse. The court will hear two separate cases by telephone conference call, with each justice taking a turn to ask questions, a process that began May 4th and for the most part has worked smoothly. It has, however, tamed the normal back and forth of oral arguments, and the questioning has been less aggressive. Whichever way the court rules, the decisions, and there will be one for each case, will be a blockbuster. The rulings will be released by late next month. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
With a $10 million boost from Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Jay-Z, and Meek Mill's criminal justice organization Reform Alliance, they're sending 10 million surgical masks and other personal protective equipment to correctional facilities across the country. This is 2.3 million Americans that don't usually have the loudest voice, according to the president of the Reform Alliance. That's why they're doing this, to give that population a vote and answer their call to be treated like humans. Major League Baseball owners have approved a proposal to present to players for the 2020 season, according to ESPN. Major League Baseball plans to meet with the players' union to discuss the proposal and start negotiations. People familiar with the decision told the Associated Press that the delayed season would start around the 4th of July in ballparks without fans. The plan envisions expanding the designated hitter to the National League for 2020 as well. Spring training would start in early to mid-June. Each team would play about 82 regular season games, most against opponents in its own division. Postseason play would be expanded from 10 clubs to 14 by doubling wild cards in each league to 4. Teams would prefer to play at their regular season ballparks, but would switch to spring training stadiums or neutral sites if medical and government approvals can't be obtained for games at home. And Toronto may have to play home games in Dunedin, Florida. The All-Star game scheduled for Dodger Stadium in L.A. likely would be called off. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. What? No, no.
Who said that?
I heard you, but you didn't talk fast enough, so you know what?
So I get aced out of my job. Is that it?
Go sit in the corner. You're on.
Breaking news. Jennifer tries a takeover of the DJ V Show.
And guess
what? Breaking news.
I have Victoria and Phil behind me, so we've just cooed you.
Cooed me.
You've been
like
cooified.
You'd get... excuse me. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. You know what I mean? So the hospitalizations around where I am are at their lowest point. Victoria, how about you in New Jersey? Jennifer, how about you in California? And what about in between? Do we think the numbers
That's
are
the
numbers are obviously
point?
Going down? Lowest point since the big change started. Early April, that's when they were at their highest.
Yeah, well,
the deaths are peaked, right?
Yeah, New York has peaked. New Jersey is kind of flat right now. We're a couple weeks behind New York, so hospitalizations are still in the thousands. You know, they're way up, and cases are over 100,000 cases.
Not
so.
Around here, man. The hospitals are empty. Empty.
Well,
I think you guys also got
to have a case of coronavirus doesn't mean you're going to be in the hospital.
Right.
So why are the hospitals shut down then? Why aren't they do in the normal.
Well, because everybody saw in Massachusetts, everyone saw what happened in New York and New Jersey and even parts of Connecticut. And you guys, you know, it's not a bad thing that you were overly prepared. I you know, New York and New Jersey wishes that we were as prepared as some of the other states. You guys got to see what we went through, and then you took precautions. New Jersey sent ventilators up to Massachusetts, and New York did as well. So I don't think it's, like, a bad thing that you have, you know, now obviously hospitals can reopen for elective surgery.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just think that at some point we have to kind of realize what makes things tick. And there are lots of different things depending on our own power of deduction, but it really is time for us to kind of open things up again and then, you know, not be mindful of the scenario, but way too many businesses in my neck of the woods anyway have gone out of business already. The number of, you drive up and down Route 9, which is the major highway here, and the number of for sale, for rent, for lease signs in front of office buildings, incredible. You can't pass an office building without seeing these huge for rent signs or for lease signs.
The way people are working from home, it's changing the landscape of companies.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're also creating habits. I mean, this is week number 8 of shutdown for us in California. You don't think in 2 months that people aren't creating new habits and new ways of life for themselves. They are. Yep. And I would just, for the people who are kind of unsure about whether or not to reopen, of course people are going to get sick. Of course people are going to die when we reopen. But the question is, have they not died while we're staying home?
Yeah.
People are still getting sick, and they're still dying.
Now
is
the time. Enough already. Let's go.
We have to be
sensible.
Smarter than that. We can't
But the number of people that are going to die from coronavirus is really relatively the same. It's just what we're trying to do is spread it out over time so that you can try to ease the burden on hospitals. And as Doug mentioned, even in your state of Massachusetts, which was actually hit very hard over several weeks, there are still hospitals staying open. If hospitals are open in my state of California and begging for business, I mean, what are we doing?
Procedures need to be the first thing. And in New York, they've opened that up. Not in Manhattan, downstate, but upstate New York, they've reopened hospitals for elective surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Radiology centers
are open.
In California,
too, but people are scared.
Yeah, people are still scared.
Well, there's a lot of fear-based thinking, and there's a lot of stuff in the news media still.
No, it's facts, Doug. It's not just fear-based thinking.
I'm not saying that it's only...
There's a lot of data.
Fear-based thinking. There is a lot of data, but a lot of it's wrong. And it just depends on who you're listening to and what you believe. That's what it is. Bottom line is people are going to believe and hear what they want to hear. And that's one of the things. You were just saying something that was really interesting, Jennifer, about 8 weeks you get into a new habit and you stay there. One of the things that's changed greatly are people and their listening habits. Mm-hmm. And we're back to an era that I haven't seen in radio for a long, long time. And I suppose this is one of those bright spots for me, anyway, and for us. If you look at the number of people who are listening to this program, listening to radio in general, we've been depressed. The radio business had been attacked by podcasters and any other, you know, the new world order is to have Pandora or some of these music services, even Sirius XM. But there is nothing that beats having a live voice tell you it's okay today, or maybe it's not okay. And that's really what I'm looking at the progress that we've made over the last 2 months here in terms of listenership. It may be up 20%, 22%, 24%, maybe more.
I think.
Yeah,
really
it is.
People
are finding.
They're feeling isolated.
Yes, exactly. Right. So anyway, I was listening to one of my friends in Hawaii who is at one of the radio stations. We are on two different stations on two different islands, and I get a report from him pretty much every day. One of the things that he sent me over the weekend was something I hadn't really thought about. All he's been sending me is numbers, and Hawaii is safe, and Hawaii is no problem. Like 9 people have died in the island. But what's happening is nobody's going there. So
it's an island, and you need to fly there.
Right.
So
you can't get there.
That's the problem.
Right. So nobody's going there. They have like a 48% unemployment number in Hawaii at the moment. A lot of expensive places. You know, you go over there, Jennifer, more. I would like to go over as often as you do, because I think that Hawaii is probably, for me, the most wonderful place on the planet for just doing things that are different, having different attitudes. It's just such a beautiful place. And so the tourism industry is dead. I mean, nobody is there. No boats, no planes, nothing. So
well,
can you imagine
Hawaii,
the number of people who
quarantine.
Go out of business? Yeah.
If anybody in Hawaii, if you go to Hawaii, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So who is, and you can't necessarily go outside or have interactions. So, okay, you think, oh, quarantining in Hawaii for 14 days, not bad. Well, not if you're locked in a hotel room or not if you're locked into something else. And even many of the hotels just shut down during this time. So once that restriction starts to lift, the question is then who is going to want to take a really long flight masked up in a little germ capsule? And I don't know that the answer is going to be everybody's going to shout for it. Now, maybe if they're able to provide some really good deals and discounts just to get people excited about traveling again and let them know they can do it safely, that's great. But when you see images like the one that went viral this weekend of the guy who, I think it was a doctor who flew across country, jammed into a 737, everybody in masks but sitting all over each other, that doesn't look like exactly where people want to be right now. Right?
Nope, I wouldn't.
Not where I want to be right now, that's for sure.
All right, speaking of not where we want to be, this ongoing saga of these two idiots that killed a black guy, which was a month or two ago, actually, but now more information coming out, that video, this episode of Whites and another one of these white things on black people. I don't know. I find myself
like that.
Why?
Because I think you set up a false narrative that it's another thing about whites on black people.
It is.
But there's plenty of examples of black people killing white people, of brown people.
That's
killing
not what
black
we're talking
people.
About. I get it.
But, well,
I understand
no, it
that.
Is. But I think it
one
sets up this false narrative.
It doesn't neutralize the other. There's too much of this stuff.
But I think it does, because something builds. We create things that build. LeBron James came out and said black people can't even walk out of the house without worrying about this. And that's not true. Black people can walk out of the house and assume safety like everybody else. The problem is...
Really,
though?
This guy was out for a jog through a neighborhood
where
he lived.
But he's not the exception,
white people
I'm
don't.
Saying.
Yeah, but white people don't go out for
a
run.
You got a hard sell with me on this run, Jen.
Yeah, that there's a chance that they might get shot.
You don't think so?
Well, in Chicago, this is not Chicago.
Don't say Chicago. It's different. The point is, we can't do broad strokes about this kind of stuff. What we can do is deal with hateful people who did something horrible and deal with it as the case that it
but
is.
But why do they do it?
Trying to draw correlation. Well, why do they do it? We
why
don't
do
know.
They do it?
They're crazy, number one. They're probably racist, number two. We don't know exactly why we're doing it. We're exploring the motive right now. I have a million questions just like you do, but I hate the broad statements that make it seem that people can't walk outside of their house, because that's not true, and that's fear-mongering, and people of any color walk outside, and when they do, they take a risk, and when they don't, they take a risk. So I just, I don't know. I feel like it's overselling
so,
us right
media,
now.
But I think it's safe to say most white people don't leave the house and are murdered because they're white. This guy was killed because
he's
black.
Okay, so most black people? So the question is, do most black people leave the house and get murdered because they're black?
Yes.
No.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Every black person
black
that
people
walks out today is at
yes.
risk of being murdered, is what you're saying.
I'm much more at risk. Not everyone, but much more at risk than the average
don't
white
think
person.
I would contend
in my
that
neck of the woods, it is. Maybe, you know, wherever you are, maybe not, but in my neck of the woods, there's a real...
Just think about what you say. Just think about what you just said there and see if you think that that's accurate, because I don't believe that that's true.
96% of the crime that's committed against blacks is committed by other blacks. I'm not going to disagree with that. But I think there's too much of this hatred that exists. Maybe it's just a general, why do rich don't like the poor? Or poor don't like rich people, or whatever it is. Catholics don't like Protestants. Jews don't like Arabs. It's the same kind of crap. Why
right.
the hell can't we just
so
learn
propagate that?
To forget
yeah.
about? I'm just it. It's
I
so
think what's more
we have such a wonderful
is to talk about
life
these two people
that we can live.
Right. Right. Instead of making broad statements about how everybody needs to live in fear if their skin is a certain color, let's talk about this case. Let's talk about what drove these people to do this, what's going on, and why I think maybe the most, well, the two biggest questions for me, why the district attorney, or not the, I think it was the DA, why the DA gave them a pass for so long, probably because one of them is a police officer, so they had that going on. And two, why this video just surfaced now? Why didn't the person who took the video do something to stop this? I think those are two really big questions that I have, and I think those need to be answered.
All right, question time's up because it's 47 after the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we meet you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
53 after the hour in the DJV program. It's time for many of you to look at the insurance that you have. One of the things that's going on in the world is people are trying to get better deals. They're trying to do better with the money that they have. We all need insurance. And so let's find out where we can find good auto insurance. Insurance experts have insights on how you can sort of remain savvy with your coverage. We have Loretta Worders, who's Vice President of Media Relations for Triple I, and I guess we'll start with that. Ms. Worders, what is Triple I?
It's the Insurance Information Institute. We have been around for about 60 years. We're considered the trusted source for helping customers know how insurance works. So with so much uncertainty today, you know, now's a time to step back and make sure your life and your family are well prepared with the right amount of insurance and the right type of insurance. So we're looking forward to talking to you today about, you know, what people can do to save money, especially with all that's going on with the pandemic and financial concerns everyone has. So, we're here to answer any questions on auto and life or renter's insurance. So,
well, that's the question.
We're happy
is
to
this,
help.
Are we talking about all forms of insurance, whether it's car insurance, homeowners insurance, renter's insurance, life insurance, health insurance? Are we reviewing all of our policies? Is that your recommendation?
Well, it's a good idea. You know, as our lives are changing so rapidly today, you know, so are our possessions, our financial commitments. For example, when it comes to auto insurance, you want to check to see if, you know, auto insurance offer you a discount to reflect the reduced miles today during this pandemic. You know, assess whether you can take a higher deductible to reduce even more on your auto insurance premium. If your vehicle is 2,000 a 10 model or older, you want to talk to your insurance professional about drop-in collision coverage to reduce your auto insurance premiums. And when it comes to homeowners and renters, for example, making sure you have an updated inventory so that you assess the right amount of insurance coverage you should be carrying. If you have people who rely on you financially, you know, should you consider buying a life insurance policy to protect them? And if you haven't, maybe you need to do so. And everyone should review their insurance needs annually, by the way, with either an insurance professional or on your own, having a home inventory that can help you avoid spending too much or covering too little in your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy. And you know, most of us have a good idea of knowing what we own. Yet, you know, imagine if you're in a tornado or hurricane-prone area of the country and you've been affected by it, your home has been damaged or destroyed. People are so emotional then. They don't think about everything that they have. You know, if you don't have a home inventory or you need to update yours, you know, now's the time. You know, we're all home or we're self-isolating from the rest of the world. So now's the time to, you know, take a look at what you have. Even have your kids involved. Let them help by taking photos or videos with smartphones, and going from room to room with the videos is an easy way to start a home inventory and keep the kids busy. And, yeah, think about big-ticket items you may own, such as expensive jewelry or artwork or collectibles. You know, it's important to know whether you might need additional riders to your policy to protect some of those unique or rare pieces that you have. And, you know, if possible, you want to make sure to save or keep track of receipts and serial numbers of those more expensive items. You know, many insurers have apps that can help, you know, with this process and make it easy. So check with your insurance company. Check with your kids. You know, a lot of times the kids know more than you do about these different apps, so check with them too. And if you decide to do it the old-fashioned way, having a paper copy, just make sure that you store it safely outside your home, like in a safe deposit box. And don't forget to keep track of, you know, your personal possessions you might have in an off-site storage, for example. You know, during this time, we're not thinking clearly, so we really need to focus on this stuff to just help us get through.
One of the things that I wonder, we got about a minute left here, I've been with the same insurance agent for 43 years. I wonder if that's doing me a service. I trust him. He says to me, for example, with the auto insurance, and I have business insurance, I have, you got to talk to the company themselves, which sort of set me back a little, because I think they'd want to go and try to help the people that have been with them for a long time. I'm talking about the agent. I'm talking about the companies. What do you recommend there?
Well, certainly, you know, you want to make sure you're comfortable with your agent. If that person is, if you're satisfied, that's great. But it's always good to shop around.
Thank you. Loretta Waters, who is with the Insurance Institute. If you would like more information, visit III.org. III.org. Loretta Waters with Triple I here on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.